Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So it was a bit of a game of chicken, the qualifying offer. The Tigers gave it to Torres. Players very rarely accept this. Mm-hmm. He was the perfect candidate, though. Market didn't materialize on a long-term deal. He's coming off of an injury. Who loses out with Torres coming back? Is it McGonagall? A lot of people had penciled him in to be on the opening day roster, and people think he could be a second baseman. Although, play a little short in third. Yeah.
I still think he'll be on the opening day roster.
Then does it displace Colt Keith? Does it displace the free agent bat we wanted them to add? Does it displace Zach McKinstry? Who gets displaced with Torres coming back? Because this was not expected, right? When we forecasted ahead of the offseason, we didn't think Torres would be back. I don't mind at all. He was a good role player. But who loses out here? Who gets displaced?
I think it's got to be Colt Keith. And because I still think that Tom, you're shaking your head.
It's the contract. They're the one. He's the one they're committed to.
He makes, it doesn't make that much money.
No, but they've got him locked in.
Term.
Cheap.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but at that point.
He's got 4 years left, doesn't he?
Yeah, so,
right.
you hit when we tell you to.
And he could hit every day. He might be their DH.
I don't know. I'd be very stunned if they. I could see a world where Colt Keith is included in a trade, which could be kind of a valuable second throw into some sort of deal. I think you guys got to consider Torque being out of the equation. Keith started at first base last year.
Who's the better player?
Yeah, who provides more?
I think Torque's the better player.
Who's in their Keith. Plans?
I'm not really worried about the 2028 Detroit Tigers right
guys,
now.
Guys, I'm reading the room here. You guys are using some sort
logic,
of other
trying to win. I want to win. I'm not committed. Really worried about who's committed beyond this season. Like Torres is a 1 year thing. You'll figure it out after this year. I want the best lineup for 162 and Torque's the better bat than.
Plus it's right handed, which is the team's need.
Yeah.
You just got to look at it from, I don't know if they've changed their plan. The plan at this time last year was that Spencer Torkelson wasn't going to be on the team, and Colt Keith is a future piece.
Yeah, but things change.
Exactly.
You think they're going to pivot from that? I would hesitate.
I would argue they should. And again,
should. And
top. There's also the possibility, you know who loses out? Bregman and Bichette. And we don't get any nice things. We get Torres and McGonagall. Right? I mean, and Keith and McKinstry. And they all stay, and the guy who loses out is the big impact bat that they refuse to add. I mean, that's also a possibility, and I don't think it's acceptable, and I don't think we should make excuses for the team or run cover for the team. Add a damn bat.
I agree
with
you.
And if it displaces Colt freaking Keith, who cares?
Guys, what I think is a possibility is they add Bichette or Bregman. McGonagall is up here, and Colt Keith's at first base.
And you're trading Torque.
So maybe they're considering a platoon there for 1 year.
Okay, so Colt Keith is hitting, well, I think I saw it's 256. Torque is 240. Colt Keith had 13 home runs. Torque had 31.
Keith missed some time.
Keith missed some time. All right. And so I just look at it and I say, why can't you just have both?
Right.
And I know that they gave the minor league contract extension to Colt Keith. They locked him in cheap for 6 years. They've got 4 years left, but Torque is your right-handed bat. Colt Keith bats left. Gleyber Torres is a right-handed bat. Colt Keith bats left. So
I got you.
You just look at it. We keep saying we need more righties, more righties. Well, you're not going to take one out just because you brought back Gleyber Torres and Colt Keith doesn't necessarily have a quote-unquote everyday home. His everyday home might be coming off the bench in spot duty or just simply DH.
Yeah, that's why I speculated a first base platoon's sure. in play here.
I got you.
What I would say is Bregman is the one that is the target. That's who they showed interest in. I think just with AJ being comfortable with him, they take care of third base and they wipe out this problem forever. I would guess McGonagall would be the shortstop, but you got Javi as a backup plan. Torres, so you have two staples at third and second. You hope McGonagall fills the role at short, but if not, you can play Javi. And then
McGonagall could play second after Torres' one-year deal is up.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's how it should go.
And I'm fine. If you want to, platoon Colt Keith and Spencer Torkelson, one's a DH today, one's playing first base, and then tomorrow you change it up. The other one's the DH and one's playing first base. They're both in the lineup.
Because to that point, you do have to navigate 162. Guys are going to go cold. Guys are going to get hurt. You're not playing everybody every day.
And we know AJ loves to play matchups.
That's the other thing, too.
I think you guys are undervaluing the fact that they got an everyday player on the cheap right now, locked up for 4 years.
Who's the everyday player cheap?
Colt Keith.
It's Colt Keith. In their mind.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know that he is.
I sound like I'm completely defending what they're doing in the plan here. I'm trying to analyze what I think they're thinking.
Well, the guy we haven't really brought up in all of this is the guy that they have used as a shield in the past. Why would we add at the deadline? We have Zach McKinstry. Zach McKinstry just won the Silver Slugger. Zach McKinstry steals bases. Zach McKinstry's a third baseman who can also play shortstop, second base, in the outfield. I mean, is Zach McKinstry going to be again held up? Well, between McGonagall and McKinstry and Torres back, and there's just no room to add an impact free agent bat.
Now I can't even. I
have to say it out loud because that's the way they've acted in the past.
But they also made the play for Bregman.
Right.
And I think they will again.
Between him or Bichette, there's no reason not to.
Will they get it done?
Right. And if they fall short, then they just pivot to, well, at least we got Gleyber back and McGonagall will make an impact. And
so then your ad is, we're
adding a 22-year-old who's never played Major League Baseball. And that's how we're going to close the gap and win the World Series. Tickets go on sale when?
This is the run that we're going to make with Tarek Skubal.
Yeah, for his final year of control. Yeah, right. You see how it can very quickly turn into a WTF moment.
That's why they got to, in a way, they got to do an overpay. It's revisiting Pudge Rodriguez all over again. That's what Mike Ilitch did in that situation. He gave him the contract that he wanted. Nobody else would give it to him. Maybe that's what they have to do with Bregman.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily know that it has to be a great overpay.
You might not. You might regret a back end year or two.
Which I think is the cost of running a championship caliber baseball team.
Yeah, yes. But with Bregman, are you talking 4 years or 5 years?
I think he's probably wants 5 or 6.
Okay, so I mean, again, I don't necessarily know that the style of player that Bregman is. I don't think you're having a complete throwaway in year 5.
Right.
I think the power might diminish.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, the power might diminish just because he'd be hitting in Comerica.
But we saw him come to Comerica and hit a couple homers
right. This
year. He draws walks. He makes contact. He's a good defensive player. He's a veteran. He's won. He's delivered in the postseason. I mean, these are things that this team desperately needs. He's stable.
AJ knows him as well as anyone.
Right. Clubhouse fit. A couple texts. Torres took this because of the impending lockout. I would think the opposite would be true.
Yeah.
I think he'd want to get a multi-year deal before he'd settle for one.
Yeah, because now his contract's going to expire after this year, and if there's a lockout, he's not signing anything until that's done.
And the unknown. I think he took it because it's more cash up front than he was going to get anywhere else, and no one was willing to make that 4-year commitment that he was reportedly seeking.
And it's simply just another prove-it year for him.
Yeah. And he wants to end the year healthy, and maybe that sets him up. He's still late 20s. He still has one more big deal in him. So he should be motivated, and the Tigers can take advantage of that. The Tigers spent $20 million on a mediocre player
who not only is going to block Kevin, but now ownership is going to say, look, we spent 20 on a right-handed bat. What more could you possibly want for us? They're not going to spend any more. This is a disaster. I'm done with this.
If this is all they do, then yes, it's a disaster. I can't believe that this is all they did, because last year they had signed Gleyber Torres and they still went after Bregman.
Guys, I think it's very clear what's going on. The front office is going to run it back without any major upgrades or changes. Ownership is going to point at the qualifying offer and Jack picking up his option to say they spent money, when in reality, they're just bringing back the same team. That would be unacceptable.
Well, I agree. And in reality, yeah, you're bringing back the same team, but you, again, I just go to last year and the offseason. Now, they didn't get it done with Bregman, so they're going to have to do something to get it done, whether it's Bregman or Bichette. But when you, last year, they had already brought back Jack Flaherty,
yeah,
and signed him to that contract. They had already signed Gleyber Torres. It was a one-year deal, but they've brought him back. So it's the similar moves as they made last year, and then they still went aggressively after Alex Bregman. They did those moves and still went to Bregman. So I think that they'll do the same thing, and now hopefully they just get it done.
Yeah, and I want to drill that point in here. Because Torres is back, should not, better not, take them out of the sweepstakes for Bichette or Bregman. Because if you add one of them, McGonagall can play the other position if he's the hot stuff everybody says he is. And if he's not, then you can ease him in August.
If it takes time.
And if he's that good, you know who gets displaced? Colt Keith or somebody who's not performing to that level. Guys, like, you can't let Colt Keith and Zach McKinstry hold the team hostage, or an unproven Kevin McGonagall hold the team hostage, or a one-year commitment from Gleyber Torres hold the team hostage. These would be silly reasons to not get back involved with the big-time bats.
And from what we heard from Scott Harris at the end of the season, I think it was very honest. And I do think that he is going to be a guy that is going to look at it and say, okay, we need to do something. Maybe it's not drastically different, but I don't think signing Bregman is going to be drastically different, because they went after him last year.
That's how it's got to be. All right, we are giving away Lions tickets today. Name that Lion on Wednesdays. And today, it's a pair of tickets for the Lions against the Green Bay Packers. Here's how it works if you're new. We're going to give you three clues this hour. They'll help you determine who today's Lion is. Player that's played for the team currently or previously. Clue number one. I was drafted by the Lions from an ACC school. Drafted by the Lions from an ACC school. We'll help narrow it down with clues two and three. It's 97.1. Guys, tell you about KG Law. If you're injured in a car accident, you need someone who cares about you. You need someone who will go the extra mile and deliver. And that's Lawrence KG and KG Law. They specialize in car accidents. You're going to get personal attention to detail from someone who cares about you. Not a stuffy lawyer type who's going to pass your case around. Lawrence Cagey is a Detroiter. Down-to-earth good dude. Someone you want in your corner. And he built his business doing things the right way. He's won millions. 98% success rate. 877-KG-CARES. That's K-A-J-Y. KGCARES.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1.
True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
How about these Pistons, man? We're going to get into them at 7:35 today. Spotlight on the Pistons. Play contender pretender with all the teams playing right now, but they are a headliner. 11 straight wins, Cade Cunningham back in the lineup, and they are in first place in the Eastern Conference. We did bring up the Gleyber Torres stuff. That was a big deal yesterday. He decided to pick up the qualifying offer, and I get it. He's coming off an injury. Teams weren't going to make a long-term commitment to him, so he took what is a big bag for one season, $22 million.
Oh, sure. And it's seven more than he was making last year. Yeah. He's taken the guaranteed money, and it's a prove it year for him yet again.
People aren't happy about it. Like, this one calls it a disaster. It's not a disaster. This is a good baseball player. Having good baseball players is not a disaster. It's only a disaster if management doesn't follow through on upgrading the rest of the team.
And so that's the big question is, it's a disaster if they don't go out and add another right-handed bat. I'm fine with Gleyber Torres coming back. Is he a Gold Glove second baseman? No. But he was a reliable bat, and he bats from the right side. We need more right-handed bats. And if I go back to what they did last year, they brought Gleyber Torres in. They signed Jack Flaherty. Both of those guys, they have in essence re-signed this year. I know it was an option for Flaherty. He picked it up. Then they went after Bregman. So the only wild card in this is McGonagall. If McGonagall's on the opening day roster, or their plans are for him to be on the opening day roster, and they don't go sign Bregman or Bichette or a third baseman that's a right-handed bat that can be an everyday guy, that's where I think your big if is, and that's where it's a disaster.
Right, because if they add Bichette, McGonagall could play third.
Right.
If they add Bregman, McGonagall could play short, even for a year, even if it's not his long-term position. But if they're so hell-bent and headstrong about him making the team, he better be Jacob Wilson. He better be a contact machine who takes the league by storm.
And if they don't do anything else.
Correct. And part of the beauty of adding a Bregman or a Bichette is it takes the pressure off of 22-year-old Kevin McGonagall. And if he's great, you can still play him. And you know who gets squeezed from an AB standpoint is McKinstry and Keith. And I'm cool if those guys are overqualified utility people. That's depth and toys and tools for AJ. If Javi is one of those guys as well, now you're building a robust team built to last 162 and make noise in the postseason.
Right. And Javi was at his best when AJ was able to play matchups with him. And hey, he wasn't in there every single day to start the season, but it was, you know, and he was 7, 8, and 9, somewhere in that spot in the order. And he was, okay, well, I like this matchup with him with this pitcher.
And let's say McGonagall doesn't take the world by storm. Not an indictment on his long-term, future, but he's just understandably struggles in his first season. Well, I'm really glad we added the offseason bat.
Right.
Right? And then I can boost the ABs for Keith and Javi and McKinstry based on matchups and who's hot. These are good problems to have. I want Scott Harris to create good problems for AJ Hinch. I want him to make AJ Hinch's life a nightmare in a good way.
Right.
To where AJ's like, I have 10 good bats for 9 spots. 11 good bats for 9 spots. That's the goal of the offseason, not to go, can we fill out a lineup card today? Because AJ's been in that spot before.
Right. And for McGonagall, it's why not have a Bregman playing right next to him at third base. Yeah. And this is how you approach this pitcher. Like a guy like that that can help McGonagall. Yeah, they've got hitting coaches and they've got AJ, but I think the most that I ever learned as a professional athlete was from other guys. More so than I did Russ Grimm, who was a great offensive line coach, or from anyone else. I learned from watching and learning from guys how they operate day to day. Why not bring in a Bregman if you believe McGonagall is going to be that guy where, hey, he can learn right next to him, learn all the tricks of the trade, everything that goes into being a Major League Baseball player.
And if you view McGonagall as someone who can't play shortstop, then it makes Bichette the bigger target between Bregman and right. Bichette. There's ways to do this. And there shouldn't be an excuse. You're chasing a World Series. You got 1 year of Tarek Skubal left under team control. Act like it.
And make your head hurt. Where does Vierling fit in?
Oh, God, this guy.
That's a fact.
I know.
He's
I'm going to read verbatim from the bottom ticket text. I will never understand why having too many good players is a problem. I want AJ to have good problems.
Yeah.
I agree with that, but they need one more really good player.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. So if Vierling gets displaced, if Javi doesn't have a home, if Colt Keith has to platoon and move around, I'm cool with all of that. That shouldn't preclude you from making the move that we're talking about here.
Right. They need a consistent right-handed hitting bat on that side of the infield. It's so obvious. And like you say, are they going to run it back? And it's McKinstry and Baez and Sweeney and Vierling and Abanez. Remember him. We got him too. McKinstry and Vierling aren't free agents till 2028.
Yeah. Look, they have a depth crunch on the 40-man and on the Major League roster, which is also why trades should be explored this offseason.
Yeah, I think something's coming trade-wise.
Player who should be out is Trey Sweeney. He did nothing last year. It should open up a roster spot. But guys, Zach McKinstry is an all-star bro. Signed DJ at work. The decision
Drop
should
the
be...
Bro.
Decision should be between Riley and Carey. One has to play every day and the other gets traded. They have to add Bichette or Bregman. Otherwise, it'll be Perez in the outfield. Oh, it says and an outfield DH. Otherwise, it'll be Perez in the outfield and Vierling at third. And they'll tell us, well, we added payroll. The guy that may be displaced is Parker Meadows. Javi played at all-star caliber center field last year and hit better when he was there. If Meadows can't stay healthy or become a proven commodity, that opens a spot for McGonagall at short.
Yeah.
A lot of moving pieces, and we're just getting started, but Gleyber locks in second base for this season. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, this is kind of fun. A Lansing man and MSU faculty member who just narrowly lost on Jeopardy is going to return to the show later this year for the 2025 Second Chance Tournament. So kind of a fun reason to watch. Yeah. So this guy, Pete Johnston, will appear in the tournament, which begins on December 15th. The top three players will then advance to the Tournament of Champions wildcard round of 15 contestants. So originally when he was on the show back in July, he finished with $28,201. But finished second by only $4,000. So he had a very good showing. And the contestant he lost to went on to win 16 games.
So Pete will get to repeat.
Exactly.
Yes, John.
Very, very cool. So tune in then. Motley Crue is returning to the road in 2026 for the band's Return of the Carnival of Sins tour. And will perform at Pine Knob in July, on July 20th. So the tour celebrates the 20th anniversary of its 2005 tour. Tickets go on sale 9 a.m. Friday on Ticketmaster, and VIP packages go on sale today. Yeah, so a man was arrested in Detroit on Tuesday morning after he tried to ram his vehicle into undercover Wayne County Sheriff's deputies. The deputies then, in turn, fired several shots at him. Nobody was hit or injured, but officers say they were trying to pull this man over when he then attempted to ram his car into the police vehicles. And after he was shot at, the man tried to flee before he was caught smoking crack in his vehicle. He was then tased, taken to the hospital, and later arrested. Let's Wowza. See. Yeah, I know. A lot to unpack there. Three suspects are on the run after stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of personal items from Shedeur Sanders' home. So on Sunday, as Sanders was making his NFL debut, three masked robbers got into his home, broke in. They were in his house for about 12 minutes. They didn't spend a ton of time in there, but they were able to walk out with about $200,000 worth of stolen property. And as of Tuesday, no arrests have been made.
With as quick as it was and as much as they got away with, you've got to believe that maybe somebody had some inside knowledge. They're only in there 12 minutes.
12 minutes,
they knew where to go.
They did. Or maybe everyone keeps their valuables in the exact same spot and they just know, let's go to his closet. That's where, who knows? Yeah. That's where he stores his watches. Or I don't... It could be anything, but yeah, it's pretty crazy. Let's see. The CPKC Holiday Train will pass through Metro Detroit again this year on its way from Windsor to Chicago. And of course, you can go and take a look at it if you'd like. So the Holiday Train will be in Windsor on Saturday, November 22nd from 5 to 5:30. Then it will reach Chicago or the suburbs of on the 23rd. So that means it will pass through Metro Detroit either in the evening of November 22nd or the early morning hours of November 23rd. And if you go, it's all lit up. It's very pretty. So if you go to see the train, you're asked to stay at least 50 feet away from the train tracks. But it's going to cross, it's going to go under the Detroit River. It will go through Southwest Detroit, through Allen Park, Taylor, Romulus, continue on, and then cross into Ohio. So kind of a something cool to go do for the holidays. Finally, have you guys seen the potato bed trend that's going around on social media, particularly on TikTok?
No.
It's basically you just surround yourself with pillows. So I guess they say it looks like you're inside of a baked potato.
So I love having pillows all around.
Yeah, you take your fitted sheet, but you put it on backwards. You don't actually put it around your mattress. And then what you do is you like fill in the excess with pillows, with whatever, blankets, whatever you have. And then you put a blanket on top and you climb right in and you're supposed to be like surrounded by pillows. But apparently it's extra comfy and will help you sleep better.
It sounds
it's
horrible
potato bed.
To have your fitted sheet upside down.
Well, then you shove all, you know, like the part that would typically go around your mattress, you put pillows all around it. So then you're kind of like surrounded. It's like what you would do for a young child who's starting to sleep in their own bed. And you don't want them to roll off
over.
The sides.
Yeah. You stuff it full of pillows. Yeah. I get that. I don't know. It's just,
Yeah, I don't get it either, John. Yeah. It's Heather with the news. It's like many of those TikTok trends. I don't get it. Clue number two for Name That Lion. Win Lions tickets for Thanksgiving Day against the Green Bay Packers. Clue number two of three. I rank in the top 25 in Lions career receiving yards. Name That Lion. I rank in the top 25 in Lions career receiving yards. Wait for the third clue. You cannot call right now. The voice guy will guide you. It's 97.1.
Hey, Detroit, it's Heather. Verizon wants you to bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill, and they'll give you a better deal. If you think Verizon is expensive, well, think again. Not only do they let you lock in your low price for 3 years, everyone in the family can mix and match their plans with My Plan. And everyone can get the same great phone deals when they trade in an eligible phone in any condition on My Plan. That means new and existing customers. Plus, when you mention hearing this radio ad, Verizon will give you up to $50 towards an in-store gift just for bringing in your bill for review. Visit your local Detroit Verizon store today for a better deal. Must provide a postpaid customer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person redeeming the deal. 3-year price lock applies to then current base monthly rate. No purchase necessary for gift. Limit 50 redemptions per store and one per customer. Apple products excluded. No credit for redemptions less than $50. Additional terms apply. See www.verizon.com/switch-2-verizon/.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We're going to play contender or pretender with a bunch of our local teams. Last night was a fun night. And it didn't matter what you were fixated on, right? You hear the Red Wing highlight there. They pick up a win. Emmett Finney scoring. Nate Danielson scoring. A lot of the young players stepping up. The Wings are in first place in the Atlantic Division. The Pistons may have caught your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Cade's back. Asar's back. And the winning just
continues.
Yeah. They've won 11 in a row, and the Pistons are in first place in the NBA's Eastern Conference.
By 3 games.
Michigan State. They always lose the game at Madison Square Garden. They never show up early in the season. They bludgeoned Kentucky last night, and they now have 2 ranked wins, part of a 4-0 start for Tom Izzo's squad. Contender or pretender? We're going to get into that, plus all the other teams involved. But I want to start with the Pistons because, John, I think we can say they're the best contender in the city of Detroit.
So it's still really early in the season. I think there is enough to say through 15 games that they're a contender. The question is, are they a better contender with as young as they are and all the new moving parts that seem to be working together? That and then you throw in the fact that, okay, in the East, you've got a whole bunch of injuries from star players. This may be their best opportunity to this point, which is obvious. But yeah, I think I don't necessarily know that I disagree with you. I've kind of walked through this for the past couple of hours as we were throwing this topic around.
Yeah.
And it's not that the Lions aren't contenders, but when you look at the Rams, the Eagles, even in their own division, Green Bay and Chicago right now, the road is much tougher.
Yeah, guys, like walk with us. The Lions shouldn't be on a pedestal right now. The Lions are a contender. They got work to do, though, and they have to shift their identity. We've been discussing that, right? The Pistons have an identity. They're going to defend. They're going to run. They have a clear superstar, and they've got guys who are slotting into roles around him. Durin may be emerging as the Robin. They are putting themselves in a position with depth, with a wide open East, with a star player, and a clear identity to be the biggest, best contender in the city of Detroit.
And they have a component that we don't even know about yet in Jaden Ivey.
Sure, another gear where we know the Lions, this is who they're going to be. And we're not ruling them out, but their road is going to be rockier. They do need to shift their identity. I think the Pistons, The Pistons are clearly a contender.
Well, and for the Lions, at best, they're going to get one home game.
Right.
In the playoffs. Because I think that the number one seed is probably sailed. Now, depending on how things fall, and you know, you may get that second one, which has happened 2 years ago, right?
Because of an upset in the first round.
Right.
It's possible. But yeah, I've got to give it up to the Pistons, man. It's a statement about them as much as it is a statement about the Lions. The Lions are taking on some water here. They haven't fared well against elite defenses. It's a statement about Detroit, both the Lions and the Pistons, but I think it's quite the statement about the Pistons that they continue to win, what now, 13-2 early in the season.
And it's
crazy.
When you say 13-2, 15 games. They're 13-2, where 2 years ago, their win total for an entire 82 games was 14 wins. And part of that season was a 28-game losing streak. And now they're 13-2. They could match their total from 2 years ago in the next game. That's bizarre with how quickly this has flipped. Some of it's JB, some of it's the roster, some of it's the development of Cade, and we've watched him become a superstar right in front of our eyes.
So we leave it to you guys. Like Pistons fans, you don't always get your airtime. You're getting your airtime right now. I think headline, best team going in Detroit right now, and a conversation of contenders and pretenders that we're going to get into, I think they are the headliner. 248-539-9797. Are you buying in? Are you seeing what we're seeing? What do you like about this team so far? Because, John, I don't think there's any shortage of things for people to call in and say about this basketball team. But we will and can shift the conversation into everybody else. I just think it's important we start with them because of the way they've played, and I think they've earned it.
Well, and I think there's another important question to ask. And this was asked yesterday on Twitch, and I'm trying to pull up my comments here. It's basically, without going word for word, are the Pistons real, or is it just a false start like the Tigers were?
Mm.
So they're 13-2, and we have seen them be able to win without four of their starters, with all of the backups come in, or four of their impact players, obviously without Cade for four games, and what they've been able to do. And, you know, hey, Danis Jenkins shows up, shows out.
Yeah.
And you look at, I mean, there's been moments for Paul Reed. There's been moments for so many guys that you're looking at it going, is this for real? Are they deeper? Can they withstand, if this happens again with Cade,
yeah,
further down the road, can they withstand three or four games without him? And the track record says yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the big thing right now, we got this text earlier. I'm going to give credit to Brendan and Fenton. He said, Jalen Duren looks like Dwight Howard in Orlando. If that is true, blank happens.
They'll be in the NBA Finals.
Yeah. I think you might be pushing a little bit in terms of...
Well, if he's Dwight Howard.
It might be not
that's
the most...
That's a little bit far to go.
I don't think he will be Dwight Howard, to be
not,
clear. But
not
that's
quite as polished and consistent, but and turning think, into Dwight Howard.
The league has also shifted away from the Dwight player.
But they
being,
play different I know. Than a lot of teams in the league. They don't shoot and rely on the threes as much.
I know.
Maybe they're ahead of the curve here. They're like the Tigers in reinventing... You know, chaos.
A little
is this chaos on the floor?
I don't know about all that, but you ask, what if they're just the Tigers and it's a hot start? Guys, I just put it to you this way. Subject to change. What's your opinion today on November 19th? The team in Detroit that is best positioned to win a championship this season.
The Tiger thing. Would you take getting to the second round of the playoffs and losing in Game 7 with the Pistons? Is that good enough right now?
Well, first of all, yes, it would be a good enough season. But I wouldn't take that right now. I'd roll the dice because I think they could
exactly.
do more. Yeah.
Yeah. So is would you accept this right now if we told you this is how it's going to end?
I mean, the whole contender thing, the thing is this team has not won a postseason series yet.
Right.
And postseason basketball is different, but they seem to be built to kind of play that way.
They do. And again, the matchups that they could hypothetically draw months and months away from now aren't ones I'm afraid of in the East. I mean, sure, Cleveland in a 7-game series, I take the Cavs, but that could be in the Eastern Conference Finals. And we know this is November, but we know this is an astonishing start for them, and I think it's fair to label them a contender.
And we won't even know about... So we've got the one, you know, sample size of them against Cleveland earlier in the season. That was one of their two losses.
Yeah.
We won't see Cleveland again, and that'll be in Cleveland until the new year, January 4.
So, do you guys think if they got to the second round in a game seven, do you, like, Cade might pull himself out? I'm kidding.
Now you're being bad. What we're going to do is focus on the Pistons, but coming up next, work everybody in. Take your pick, whatever you were fixated on last night. Maybe it's still the Lions that dominate your worldview, but contender, pretender. Pistons, Red Wings, MSU hoops, Lions football. You want to throw Michigan football in there. Contender, pretender. We'll take those phone calls and those ticket texts coming up next. I've got your third clue for Name That Lion. The third clue to win tickets for Thanksgiving Day against the Green Bay Packers. Your third clue. I led the Lions in rushing on Thanksgiving Day in 1998. All right, floor is yours. Go for it. It's 97.1.
Hey, there's nothing like Michigan. The pride, the grit, the game day energy. There's a beer that gets it. It's Founders Michigan Pilsner. Brewed right here in the heart of Michigan. It's crisp, light, and built for those who go all in. So whether you're tailgating in Ann Arbor or kicking back after a long day, as proud sponsors of Michigan Athletics, they're racing a cold one to the maize and blue. Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed for Michigan, built for you. Find Michigan Pilsner at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
Shout out to Cody in Detroit, our winner for a pair of tickets to see the Lions take on the Green Bay Packers Thanksgiving Day and a pair of passes to that Lions VIP tailgate at Eastern Market by the Bullseye Group. The Lions VIP tailgate is back by the Bullseye Event Group. All you can eat and open bar 3 hours before kickoff. Go to bullseyeeventgroup.com for tickets today. The clues for Name That Lion. Clue number one, I was drafted by the Lions from an ACC school. Clue number two, I rank in the top 25 in Lions career receiving yards. And clue number three, I led the Lions in rushing on Thanksgiving Day in 1998. Some of you may remember that as the Jerome Bettis coin toss game. John, who is that Lion?
That is Jermaine Crowell.
Yes.
Do we, so who got it?
Cody in Detroit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I wasn't listening to you. Nothing new there.
That's good. Might want to work on that. but yeah, that was an oddity where Barry...
When you say something important, I'll listen.
Barry had 20 carries. Crowell had one carry. Crowell led the team in rushing with a 33, 34-yard run, whatever it was. Anyway.
Jermaine Crowell, a great Madden defect. So Pat Summerall, when he did the announcing for the game back in the day and Crowell was in it, he pronounced it Crowell and Crowell, depending on the play they ran. Just, it was funny.
As a runner, he was one. As a receiver, he was another.
Exactly.
Weird quirks. Anyway, today is a day to talk about everybody in the state right now. Because last night, Pistons won, the Red Wings won, the Spartan Hoops team won. I got a ticket text from someone that said I left out Western Hockey. I guess if you want to mention them, you can. And we know, look, bread's buttered with football, so the Lions can play along too. Contender, pretender. How would you label all of our teams? Contender, pretender. John, let's go through this quickly, and then we'll get some of the phone calls in. The Pistons are a...
contender. There's no question they're a contender.
They got a star player. They play defense. They've got depth. They're in first place in the East. They're a contender. I've said I think they're our best shot to win a championship right now. Subject to change, but as we sit today, I have the Pistons number one. The Lions.
Contender. Now, it's a long road. A lot of work. They're not going to get the number one seed. I still think that they win the division, so... if you win the division and you get a home game, and we saw this 2 years ago, you get healthy, you get better throughout the course of the season. Your coach learns a little bit more about your team. They coach and call games in a little bit of a different way, put you in a better position to win some of those tight games. Yeah, I still think they're a contender.
I would say they're a contender, but I'm taking them off the pedestal. They're not a favorite, and they have a lot of work to do and a clear Achilles heel up front on the offensive line. But yes, as a playoff team, they are in contention. And there is still a possibility they win the Super Bowl. The Red Wings.
Pretender. And if you're just simply talking about getting into the postseason, I think they're a contender. But about making any moves in the Stanley Cup playoff, I think they're a pretender.
I loved being at the game last night.
Yeah.
Standing O for Nate Danielson. Pretender.
And we can enjoy what they're doing.
I was gonna say, I had a great time, but then I come in and I sit here and I gotta be honest about it. 5-4-1 in the last 10 games. They're very young. There's gonna be a lot of bumps and bruises along the way. They're 26th in 5-on-5 goals. So how sustainable is it? And neither goalie has played well. Save percentages in the 800s for Gibson and Talbot. So you can blame the goalie, you can blame the guys in front of them, but either way, it hasn't been good enough. Pretender. MSU hoops.
Oh, contender. Especially, I mean, you got two ranked wins, and you looked really good last night. This is the part of the year where, you know, everybody gets all over Tom Izzo. Oh, how do you schedule so hard? And he says, well, I schedule so hard so that we could be good in January, February, and certainly in March, hopefully into April. They look good last night. They look ahead of, quote-unquote, Tom Izzo coach teams. They look ahead of schedule.
Well, they're supposed to lose this one so we can yell at them and then build them back up, but you're right. They just bludgeoned Kentucky. They crushed them on the glass. They ate in the paint. And I think it's going to be a question all year about the shooting. They shot well last night. They have two ranked wins early in the season. Michigan State, I would agree. Contenders. Michigan football. Playoff rankings came out last night, John. Contender, pretender.
Pretender. I don't think anybody's going to look at this team and say, yeah, they compete for a national title. And they may get into the college football playoffs. It's that in and of itself is a long shot. I have questions about what they're going to do in College Park this week against Maryland. And certainly, no one is sitting there going, oh, yeah, I know it's been 4 years in a row, and I'm still trying to figure out how they won last year down in Columbus. But no one's going to sit there and say, yeah, they'll beat Ohio State.
No marquee wins. Quarterback's going through some turnover issues as a freshman of late. You're not impressive against Purdue or Northwestern, and the couple ranked teams they did play handled them. Yeah, I'd say Michigan football pretender. Guys, whatever your team of choice is, let us know. 248-539-9797. Contender, pretender for all of the local teams. Spotlight whoever you want. And we do want to spotlight the Pistons.
Mm-hmm.
If you agree that they are our best chance to win a title right now, or if you want to pick the Lions or somebody else, we can entertain that. Let's get to Dennis in Hazel Park. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Great. MSU is a contender because the first 3 months of 2025 will be January, February, Izzo. Enough said. Pistons are a strong contender because of their appetite. They're a young, talented, hungry bunch of dogs who play with a legitimate chip on their shoulders after being an NBA laughingstock that Cade, Ivy, Duren, Asar, and Sasser had to live through. That hunger is being contagious to players. They could win the East. Remember, OKC won it all with a core of hungry young players and a few strategic vets mixed in. They're in the top five in defense and points in the paint.
Mm-hmm.
Cade is one of the top 10 players in the entire NBA and will probably be in the MVP conversation this year. And Ivy took a leap last year as far as his scoring efficiency, especially 3 points. And if he continues that as he left off, that's going to be the piece or the trade piece that we needed. We won't even have to go to to trade the free market.
Dennis, you know Lions, ball. It gives him another gear. Go ahead. What's your thought on the Lions?
Lions, unfortunately, are pretenders unless they address their offensive line before the trade deadline.
Well, trade deadline came and passed.
Dennis, I have some terrible news for you.
Yeah. They're not going to be able to do that.
Well, they're pretenders.
Okay.
The jury is still out on the Tigers, and the Red Wings are pretenders. They're about 2, 3, maybe 4 years away from being serious contenders.
Yeah, they're still in a prove-it spot. You know, as exciting as and hot a start as they've gotten off to first place in the Atlantic, they're still in a prove-it stage. Ivy could be an extra gear for the Pistons to his point. Ticket Text point out, Pistons are 42-22 since January 1st of this year. They've turned a corner.
They have. I feel like I've learned my lesson of doing the back end of 1 year and the front end of another year.
See Tiger Baseball.
Tiger Baseball. And we asked that question, are the Pistons real or is this just a false start like the Tigers were? I think there's more substance to what the Pistons are doing than what the Tigers had last year. But again, I'm not going to go back to what they did at the end of the year and have any validity of what's going on this year.
We're getting great response on this. Your calls, your texts. It's 97.1.
See if we get some more on this before we go to Draymond.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.